Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Roots on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
I love that song, man. I love it. Yeah, turn it up. All right, gentlemen.
That voice you hear is not Wayne Allen Root. Wayne is on
his honeymoon.
Yeah, baby. All right, he's down there living the dream with Donald Trump, Mar-a-Lago. My name is Lee Elsie. I always thank you very much for not only tuning in, but staying with me the entire night. It's not, I'm hoping that it's not like, oh, you hear the fill-in guest host, next. No, don't do that. Hang out with me. I do have a good show in store for you tonight, I promise. Christopher's down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons and making it all go. This is a Wednesday, the 16th day of March, 2022. Tomorrow is St. Patty's Day, so some folks feel like they need to get their drink on the day before. So I'm sure that some folks out there are getting that going here this evening. But anyway, I want to welcome you to the program. I will have a couple of guests coming up. We've got a United States senatorial candidate, Peter Lumage, going to join me at the bottom of the hour. He's going up against Dickie Blumenthal here in the state of Connecticut. And I want to get his opinion on some of the stuff that's going on, not only around this country, but also around the world. And he has a unique story that he wants to share with everybody. I think I've had him on before in the past. And Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation, who has expert military, 30 years of expert military advice, et cetera. He's going to join us in the third hour to chat about some of the things going on in Ukraine and with Russia. So, again, we got to focus on that to kick things off here the first hour, because the speech today by Zelensky in front of Congress, to me, was amazing, right? I mean, they were talking about not since Winston Churchill had anybody had to face the United States Congress with such importance, at such a big address, not only of them, of this country as well, to solicit support and to hope that, you know, we would come to the aid of the Ukrainian people. And I thought it was a remarkable speech. Half of it was through an interpreter, and I'm going to play you a piece of the second half here of it in a second. And if you missed it, I hope you can go back and listen to it. If you did hear it today, or you did see it today, to me, it was inspirational. Now, it goes to show you that leaders can come from anywhere. Leaders are born, right? They're not necessarily made. And this guy, even if you don't like the country, even if you think the government is corrupt, even if whatever it is that you think about this conflict, because what's remarkable to me is how many folks are reaching out to me and telling me how justified that Russia is in doing what it is that they're doing. And I'll get to that in a little bit, because I know we've actually talked about that before, but I do want to address that in a little bit. But at face value, what Zelensky has done here, facing essentially the supposed second most powerful military presence on the planet, and literally not blinking, is amazing to me. And this is a guy that was an actor and a comedian before doing what he's doing now. No military background, I mean, limited military stuff, but just the fact that he's standing up for his people without fear for his own life is remarkable. Because you know they're hell-bent on trying to kill him. They said that from day one. And the shelling actually increased, not only increased today, it's increased substantially in the last 24 hours. I actually thought something was going to happen, something bigger was going to happen during this speech today. I thought that would have made sense for
Putin to try to do something extraordinarily bad during that speech. But I'm just, you know, sitting back and thinking and watching this and how it's unfolded so far, because I think most quote-unquote experts thought this thing was going to be over in a week, right? And again, I've talked to a number of people who actually have been on the ground in Ukraine, and a lot of them said to me, it's not going to work like that. These people are tough as nails, and they're going to push back. So that's happened. And I think most people out there who thought differently are feeling like I'm feeling today, a little bit amazed at the resiliency of the Ukrainian people and how tough they've been so far facing this adversary. Because, you know, if you try to flip this around and think about what it would be like here in this country if there was an invading horde, an invading army that was seizing property and shelling buildings and killing people, killing innocent civilians, babies, mothers, all of that. It would be maybe, I don't know how we'd act. We had this conversation. We might have had this conversation last time I was on. I know I did it on my morning show here in Connecticut, which is, you know, what's the percentage of people that would actually stand up and fight? I took an informal poll here at the Full Power Radio Studios here in Connecticut, and, you know, there's a lot of people who work in this building. It was about a 50-50 split. Those of us who would stay and fight and those who would leave. There were people that would leave. They would flee. Now, they were mostly the younger folks who really don't understand it, but I mean, how would we react in such a situation? That's why I think it's remarkable how this group of people have stood and stood their ground and fought and tried their best to fight. Now, again, I think we're finding out that the Russian military is not exactly all that it was cracked up to be. You know, older equipment in some cases. Now, listen, they do have advanced weapons. Maybe we just haven't seen all that yet. They have advanced missile systems as far as knocking planes out of the sky. There's no question about that. That's why I question whether or not giving them any MiGs makes much of a difference in all of that, because they really do have the latest and the best equipment to shoot planes out of the sky. But the big thing, the big albatross that's hanging over by everybody's head is the fact that, you know, that we don't know whether or not he's going to use nuclear weapons, which is a total game changer. If he didn't have nuclear weapons, this thing would be over already. Like, we would have stopped this. I would hope that we would have stopped this. If, again, they hadn't had nuclear weapons. Other people, again, have different feelings on that. And, again, we can get into that a little bit later on. But I did want to play a piece of audio for you from today's speech. And as I'm watching this guy sit in front of the world and ask for help from different countries to try to at least give them more of a fighting chance, I couldn't help but think about our illustrious president, President Biden, and how he stumbles and fumbles his way through the most mundane task. So this is Zelensky, who spent most of the speech speaking Ukraine, then switched for the end. I switched at the end. I assume now that he can speak English. But this was the last 2 minutes or so when he once again reiterated the need for help and specifically asked Joe Biden for that help.
To be the leader of the nation. But the leader of the it takes to be the leader of the world. Being the leader of the world means to be the leader of peace.
But the leader of
peace in your country doesn't depend anymore only on you and your people. It depends on those next to you, on those who are strong. Strong doesn't mean big. Strong is brave and ready to fight for the life of his citizens and citizens of the world. For human rights, for freedom, for the right to live decently and to die when your time comes. And not when it's wanted by someone else, by your neighbor. Today, the Ukrainian people are defending not only Ukraine. We are fighting for the values of Europe and the world, sacrificing our lives in the name of the future. That's why today the American people are helping not just Ukraine, but Europe and the world to keep the planet alive, to keep justice in history. Now I am almost 45 years old. Today my age stopped when the heart of more than 100 children stopped beating. I see no sense in life if it cannot stop the death. And this is my main mission as the leader of my people, great Ukrainians. And as the leader of my niche, I am addressing the President Biden. You are the leader of the niche, of your nation. I wish you to be the leader of the world. Being the leader of the world means to be the leader of peace. Thank you. Slava Ukraini.
So are we the leaders of the free world? Are we the leaders for what's righteous and what's right? That's the question. Now, am I advocating for us getting sucked into any kind of a toe-to-toe, heads-up military conflict? Not at this moment, I'm not, no. But it's really powerful to think that, you know, there are a group of people who are fighting for their lives right now as we're, you know, you're listening to me and I'm speaking to you and I'm sitting here in the studio in Connecticut and you're doing whatever it is that you're doing. Again, whether you're out there in California or Vegas or the middle of the country down in Florida or New York or whatever. And there are people literally running for their lives and trying to escape and eventually win this battle with the giant, the superpower Russia. All right, there you go. That's the opening. Again, you got me for 3 hours. My name is Lee Elsie. More about me, leeelsie.com. You can email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. You can, again, just give us a call a little bit later on. We'll take some phone calls, certainly 833-WAR-TALK, all of that. Right here on the Great USA Radio Network, again, Wayne Allen Root. He said he may call tonight, and if that would be great, if he calls. I know he's on his honeymoon, so if he's calling me on his honeymoon, things are not going that well. All right, we'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. They're regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Recently, they were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, wow, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner, Wayne. You look younger at age 60 than 50. What did you do? And I pointed them to John and Chelsea and said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life. And the proof isn't just in how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous visceral fat. And I've kept the fat off for over a year. And I'll be on this program for life, because it's sustainable. Don't just take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history. John and Chelsea Jubilee are transforming lives. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the War 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call toll-free 888-444-8895. Toll-free 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I really love this product. I really do. I do a lot of kayaking and hiking and skydiving and stuff like that. I'm very active. But I did notice that, hey, time was catching up. And, you know, I wasn't at the stamina where I was used to. But ever since I've taken this stuff, I feel great. I've been hiking a lot and even longer than I was usually hiking before I started taking Balance of Nature. I feel like I can go on all day long. It's a great feeling. Just stuff like out of the Jetsons, you know what I mean? Here's the pill, boom, there you go. You got all the nutrients you need.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com for more information or to place your order. Shipping is always free. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. All right, Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the National Wayne Allyn Root Show, nationally syndicated, and because of people like Energized Health, they sign the front of the check and make sure that you don't have to. You don't pay anything. You get to listen to this show for free. Thank you, Energized Health. They're always sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, and they just went and got a patent pending on this science of intercellular hydration, the only patent pending in the world on the intercellular hydration science. So very, very cool. And Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, the mostly dangerous visceral inner body fat that, surrounds your organs and you don't see it and it's very dangerous. And I gained 10 pounds of muscle, lost 25 pounds of fat, gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days, kept the fat off for over a year. Everywhere I go, people say, look great, look thin, and look far younger than, not only than your 60 years, but look far younger than when they saw me last time 10 years ago when I was 50. So it's kind of amazing. It's not kind of. It's amazing. And I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in the history of my show. They are transforming the lives of my fans. Right now, Energized Health is offering every single one of my fans the WAR 40% off discount. 40% off when you say Wayne Allyn Root or WAR or I love the Wayne Allyn Root show. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895.
All right, welcome back. Thank you, Wayne. There you go. It's 24 after the hour. Once again, we'll take some phone calls maybe into next hour because I do have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. The number is 833-WAR-TALK. I was talking with Chris. I forget to mention this in the beginning, but I was talking, obviously, about Zelensky and his speech today to Congress. And he did stop in the middle of that speech and play this video. And you know, listen, I know both sides whip up propaganda. But it's hard to watch that and not feel like you want to do something, right? It's hard to watch buildings being basically blown to bits and kids running and mothers dying and all of that and not want to step up because that's what makes us,
what we are. That's what makes us better than the other nations.
Yeah, maybe I'm an elitist when it comes to that. I certainly am a nationalist when it comes to that. But that's why America is better. That's why we've always been better. It's because when things are looking their darkest, somehow, some way, we figure out a way to make it right. And, you know, we can always turn something that's horrific into something that's transformative and miraculous. And again, I'm not coming beyond the mic, but it's not I'm not advocating for us to start World War III here, but it's hard to watch this happen. And I said this to my own audience here in Connecticut. I said, get ready, because we're living in a different age. We're living in a different time because there's video and news, and the iPhone and the cell phones have changed everything. You're going to get pictures of this that you've never seen before in real time. Be ready, because if they go the route of the Stalingrad, where they just shell it into oblivion or they starve them out, you're going to see things that you've never seen before, and they're going to be horrific, and they're going to weigh on your conscience and on your soul. You have to make a decision while you're sitting in your house with your feet up watching American Idol. You know, do I want to put myself out there for this? And by put yourself out there, I'm not necessarily saying you have to go on the front lines, but are you ready to maybe send your boys and girls into harm's way? I'm not saying, I'm not advocating that. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that there is going to come a point in time when we're watching this, if it keeps going in this way, that Americans, because of the way we're built in our DNA, we're not going to take it forever. We're not. And I don't know how much we'll get involved. I don't know if we'll do more than just eventually equipping these folks with ways to defend themselves. And I do expect that we'll probably do something like that. But it's hard to watch. I mean, it's hard to watch. And, you know, as a man, you want to help, especially when you're talking about kids and women that are running for their lives. And I know the naysayers who are going to tell me, oh, well, we did the same thing in Iraq and in Afghanistan. And to a certain extent, there's some accuracy to that. Right? But I always feel like our cause is just and righteous. Now, I know folks who think that the people out in this country think that Putin's cause is righteous and justice. And the idea that he doesn't want NATO butting up against his country, you can make an argument again. I understand that. I do. And we can get into that again a little bit later on. All right, we're going to turn our attention. Somebody's running for United States Senate. Again, it is a seat that's I think, winnable here in the state of Connecticut. So we've had him on before, and I want him to share his story because he fled his native country of Albania. And his father gave up his life for his three sons so they could get out. It's a good story. Pete Lamage will join me next. Keep it here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans,
so I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
War now!
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
World War III may have already started, according to Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky in an interview with NBC News regarding the Russian invasion of his country. The Ukrainian president added that we've seen this 80 years ago when the Second World War started. Nobody would be able to predict when the full-scale war would start.
emphasizing that the outcome of this current war has the whole civilization at stake. He also said that the reluctance to impose the no-fly zone has led him to believe that there is no open door for his country to join NATO. Workers in PPE gear in Hong Kong have carted the bodies of coronavirus victims into refrigerated shipping containers as the city morgues run out of space from their deadly Omicron surge. In under 3 months since the highly transmissible variant broke out, they recorded nearly a million infections and over 4,700 deaths, the bulk of them from the city's unvaccinated elderly population. This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
New Year's Day by U2. Fellowship Home Loans is the sponsor
of this show. Everybody needs a friend in the mortgage business, and my friends Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans have been providing assistance to people just like you for nearly 20 years. And now you've got friends in the home loan business. Mike and Brian are your friends. If you call them and say, I'm a fan of Wayne Allyn Root, I'm a listener of Wayne Allyn Root, I'm a friend of Wayne Allyn Root, you've got friends in the mortgage business who will roll out the red carpet, treat you like a VIP, and take good care of you. Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, they're involved with purchases, refinancing, VA loans, reverse mortgages, or just evaluating your current situation. Call Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or visit fellowshiphomeloans.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, 800-804-SAVE.
All right, welcome back again. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. We're heard coast to coast. Your normal host, of course, is Wayne Allyn Root, but he is off tonight, tomorrow, and Friday. He'll be back actually next Wednesday. I'll fill in for him Monday and Tuesday as well. My name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me, leeelsie.com. You can email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. I'm right here in our home studios, full power radio studios here in Connecticut. My next guest is running against somebody we all consider to be part of the whole evil establishment here in Connecticut. I've been on the radio in Connecticut for 20 years. He's never once even thought about coming on my show, never responded to any of our requests. He is the senior senator in Connecticut, and that's Richard Blumenthal, a communist sympathizer. And joining me right now is one of the candidates that is poised to try to take him out, and that's Peter Lamage. And Peter's been on with me before. Peter's got an interesting story. I thought it would be great for him to share it with us tonight. Peter, good evening. How are you, sir?
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
All right, Pete, so we've talked a bunch in the past. Your story is pretty remarkable. I actually think you came on with me a long time ago here on the USA Network and told it, but I think it's worthy and worth you telling it again. So if you don't mind, just tell everybody how you and your brothers escaped Albania.
Oh, no, thank you very much. What happened, Lee, is that 32 years ago, my three brothers and I, we decided to escape communist Albania, and at that time, it was illegal to do it, obviously, and anyone who even dared to think about it would have been arrested, beaten, and tortured, and let alone trying to escape, could have been killed. So we took that trip, which took us 72 hours. We would walk at night and hide during the day because we didn't want to be caught by the guards. They could have just executed us. And eventually we reached a refugee camp in what used to be Yugoslavia. And the moment we arrived in Yugoslavia, we found out that our family members, my parents, my seven siblings that I left behind, nieces and nephews, they were rounded up by communist agents, and they were taken to a concentration camp where they tortured my father to death because he had failed to notify the government that his sons wanted to search for freedom. In other words, we wanted to leave Albania. And he never made it out of that camp, and I firmly believe that he sacrificed his death, his life, so his sons could live in freedom. And I appreciate what he did for us. And any time that I hear anyone praising socialism or communism, I can tell them a different story. There are millions and millions of people from Eastern Europe that would identify with me that we have seen socialism. Well, we grew up in socialism. We endure socialism. And we don't like the ending of that movie. It's a horrible ending of this movie. So when I hear Americans embracing this evil ideology, I'm insulted. Honestly, I'm insulted. And so are millions out there. When I came to the United States, I didn't speak a word of English. We started flipping burgers in Michigan, Detroit, Michigan, where I lived for a while. And after I learned some English, I went to college. I moved to New York, and I went to college. After graduating from college, I was able to work for the Giuliani administration for a number of years, investigating white-collar crimes. And then I went to law school and became an attorney. So the American dream is achievable. It's here. But for the government, the scope and reach of the government, it's achievable. And that is what really energizes me to speak about this country and speak powerfully about it, because it's the greatest country in the world as long as we bring the government within the confines of the Constitution.
So before we get to some of the other reasons why you're running, since you're basically from another country, I'd like to get your
So just your 30,000-foot view of what's happening, Ukraine and Russia, what it must be like for those Ukrainians who are either running for their lives or standing and fighting against Russia.
It's terrifying, and I firmly believe the reason why it's happening is because no one fears the United States at this point. When Reagan said that I would rather be feared than respected, the current administration is neither feared nor respected. And what happened is that if you go back to 2014, when Russia took over Crimea, the current president was the vice president of the United States at that time. And he realized that during the previous administration, the Trump administration, he wouldn't be able to make such a move. Now that we elected Biden, obviously he's not steering the United States, and he's making the move to take over Ukraine. And then it really breaks my heart when we know that what kind of harm Russia and its ideology caused to Eastern Europe for 70 years. And they are on the verge of taking over one of the largest countries in Europe. And the current administration is not cannot do anything about it. It's not doing anything about it.
If you were a sitting United States senator right now, how would you want to approach this? Would you want to arm them to the teeth? Would you want to be selective with what we were to turn over to them? And do you feel like if we began arming Ukrainians that essentially we'd be dragged into this conflict?
No, I would support arming them, because it turns out that the Ukrainians are very brave. They are courageous. They are fighting the Russians. If the Russians stop fighting right now, the war is over. But if the Ukrainians stop fighting right now, they will lose the country. So it's really, if I were a U.S. senator right now, I would vote to send them supplies so they can fight the war and defeat the Russians. They appear to be capable of doing it if we properly arm them. So I would definitely support arming them.
Do you think that once you take that position, then essentially, you know, Russia now is going to, it may look at you differently? I mean, not that I'm fearful of that, but, you know, I would think on the flip side of that, when the Iranians were helping out Iraq, when helping out the Iraqis in that conflict, we kind of looked at it differently. We looked at as them were actually, you know, against us. Do you look at it like that or no?
No. In this case, what we have. A communist leader, a dictator in Putin, who wants to reestablish the Russian Empire, if you will. And you have NATO that can be involved in this if we're not careful. I mean, Article 5 is one that, if enacted, that would involve NATO into the conflict. But Russia at this point is not going to. Most likely, it's not going to attack a NATO country.
Right.
But in order for us to help the Ukrainians, obviously they are not members of, they are not a member of NATO, so therefore we cannot help them otherwise. So the only help that we can provide to them would be supplying, weapons and giving them the best armament that they need to defeat this dictator that he wants to, he's got this idea of reestablishing an empire that was an evil empire that caused so much harm in Eastern Europe, and including, Russia itself.
We're talking to United States Senate candidate, and I'm very happy he's given us a chance to chat with him this half hour, and that's Peter Lamage, and he's running up against Dick Blumenthal here in the state of Connecticut again. And if you have a question for him, feel free. You can email me, leelcradio@gmail.com. I'll try to get it to him before we reach the top of the hour. All right, so moving from that, let's talk a little bit about some of the other issues that are against this or imposed against this country right now. Why would you, I mean, you live a comfortable life, you're an attorney, you're doing good for yourself. Why did you want to jump into this race? Give me a breakdown for that.
Before I came to the United States, I had an option as a refugee to go anywhere in the world I wanted. We were being pretty much scattered at that time. And my brothers and I decided to come to the United States, we chose the United States because of what it stands for. And everything that I left behind in Eastern Europe is coming to the United States. Socialism is here. The question is, how can we defeat it? Now, when you look at the United States Senate, the United States Senate would be the last battleground to defeat the militant socialist agenda. It would be where people can go for checks and balances on the presidency. That's where you shape the agenda of the president by advising and consenting on the Federal Reserve and nominations such as the Supreme Court and international treaties. And, you know, unless we have a strong United States Senate to check this president, I think that the future of our children and grandchildren, generations to come, is not going to look as great as we want it to be. Now, my kids, I'm blessed with three beautiful kids, and they were born and raised here. I'm concerned about their future. And everywhere where I speak, I tell people that I'm not looking for a job. I don't need a job. Right. I have a job. I got my own business. I have my own law office. I'm not looking for a job. But I think if my father was willing to sacrifice his life for me so I could live in freedom, I think that I owe something to my children and the other children, someone else's children, to do something to defeat this evil ideology that is approaching our country. And unless someone who grew up in a country, in a communist country like I did, and stands up and points out what's going on and the danger that is coming to the United States, many other people may not understand that. I mean, the difference between Blumenthal and I is this. He's the greatest recruiter for Communist Party USA, and I would be the greatest threat to them. He had the audacity of going to the Communist Party USA in Connecticut, and I quote him when he said that, "I am elated to be here and proud of the work that you did. This is a party that would love to destroy the Republican form of government that the Founding Fathers gave us." And again, you have a United States Senator who got sworn in to uphold, protect, and defend the Constitution, making such a statement, and 2 days later he says, "Oh, I didn't know I was there."
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see my pillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl XXII champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste, despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Back to the show. Hero 2020 is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Every single day in America, small businesses are under attack. Owners of retail stores are getting robbed. You know, whether it's at gunpoint or knife point or just people walking in with no guns, no knives, looking intimidating, looking like thugs, looking like homeless bums who would kill you and have nothing to lose, and they steal everything in your store. And the police won't even come anymore. And it's time to think about non-lethal self-defense for you, your employees, and your business. If I owned any retail store, I would have my non-lethal Hero 2020 to give me recourse from these thugs. Hero 2020 is a much more powerful solution than pepper spray in a can. It's perfect for anyone who wants to protect themselves and doesn't feel comfortable using a traditional handgun. Hero 2020 will stop an attack. No one dies or gets seriously injured. Do what I did and protect yourself and your business. And get Hero 2020 today at Hero2020.com. Use the coupon code WAR for a special discount. They know you're a fan of Wayne Root. That's Hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. Special guest joining me for this entire half hour. He's running for United States Senate here in Connecticut against the evil empire of Dick Blumenthal, and that's Peter Lamage. Pete, before we go any further, why don't you tell everybody your website they can go to visit, find out more about you?
It's PeterLamage.com. It's PeterLamage. It's one word, PeterLamage.com.
All right, since you were an immigrant, right? And you see what's going on at the southern border of the United States, which is one of the biggest problems that we're dealing with aside from the war in Ukraine. How would you deal with that issue with the flood of immigrants coming across the border?
The illegal immigration is a concern. It's a huge concern that we have because without any input from the people, the makeup of this nation is being changed by this administration. The current administration, they want to make sure that they create a permanent underclass in the United States. They need one. It is all about future voters that they are bringing to the United States, and they want to make sure that they are dependent on the government, and eventually by providing certain services to them, they will make sure that they vote Democrat for years to come. This is where I disagree with a lot of Republicans and the people in the Republican Party that unless certain senators and congressmen, they stand up and fight against this. Illegal immigration is going to change this country for years to come. Now, I have no problems with legal immigration. You can come to the United States legally, and I firmly believe that shutting down the border like the previous administration did was the right thing to do.
All right, so we're going to switch gears because we're going to try to bounce through a couple topics because we're going to run out of time. But I'm sure you put gas in your car here in the last couple of days. You see it spike. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, I put $60 of gas in my car. It went from a quarter of a tank to three quarters in my truck. I mean, I don't know how people, I don't know how I'm going to afford it much longer, but I don't know how the average American citizen can handle that and inflation at the same time, Pete.
Look, inflation is destroying the economy right now. When Friedman talked about inflation years ago, that was before the Cold War ended. He said that is all monetary, but at that time we had a closed economy, we had a fixed exchange rate, and we had low debt. Inflation right now is both monetary and fiscal. And in order for us to fix this, we would need a knowledgeable executive. We would need a Reaganite mixed policy of fiscal and monetary policies. This inflation is preventing you and I from creating wealth and equity, which is a God-given right. Inflation is destroying our currency. You look at the currency depreciation. You look at the purchasing power of our currency. It's destroying us. And you know, it's the Federal Reserve that is being allowed to pretty much print money and put it out there in the market. And, you know, the only institution or the only one that wins or makes gets something out of the inflation would be the government, the federal government, that by increasing the prices of various items that we buy every day, they will collect more taxes from us. So inflation is really hitting us hard.
Totally. I mean, totally agree. It's the biggest obstacle that's hitting the average everyday citizen. Talk to me real quick about energy independence. How vital is that?
Extremely vital. We just learned the lesson, you know, from Russia, from the conflict in Russia. Look at the when President Trump told Germany that you are going to be dependent on Russia, and that is a threat. They made fun of him. But independence, energy independence in the United States can be achieved very easily. All we have to do is just allow the energy production in the United States, and we have plenty of it. And if Trump was able to achieve it within 5 years during his administration, we should be able to achieve it now. And I think it's more essential than ever before. This is a national security concern. We have no reasons to go to Venezuela to ask for oil. We have no reasons to go to Iran to ask for oil. We have no reasons to empower now that we've made it to work by buying their oil so we can produce it here.
Pete, listen, it's always a pleasure talking to you. His name is Peter Lamage. One more time, your website so folks can find out more about you, Peter.
PeterLamage.com. PeterLamage.com. It's one word, PeterLamage.com.
He's running for United States Senate here in Connecticut. Peter, I thank you, and I'll talk to you soon. Good luck.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me, sir.
You got it, my friend. All right, broadcasting across the entire country. If you don't recognize my voice, where you been? I fill in for Wayne whenever he does his thing, and he's doing his thing in a big way this week and half of next, so I'll be filling in for him the entire time. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, top of the hour, and then more of me. It's the USA Radio Network.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
MyPillow.com.